Before the game, I told Graves we could win if you get the first 16. Just a great team effort. You know, you hear that cliche, and it is a cliche, but it's a good cliche, you know, because you can't win against a team that's ranked 3 in the country without the team effort. And if the defense we played, you know, after not being able to play defense against them 18 days ago, we had to dig really deep, you know, to be able to do that. In other words, come into practice, play hard enough in practice this time of year. It's hard to play hard in practice in the middle of February. And to do that and then take that and carry it over into the game against a great basketball team, I mean, I really believe you could be looking at, you know, they'll be, I think, going into the tournament one of the top, you know, number one seed, obviously, if they just continue what they've done so far this year. And to get that win today, we had to do some juggling because of foul problems, but every guy really concentrated, really focused, and we were able to run some plays, even though we had guys out of position. Sean Mosley had to guard their 6'8 guy a couple times those last few possessions. So, you know, that's what you're trying to do with your team, is continue to get better as the year goes on and try to really focus on that and not focus on anything else. Just stay in the moment, and we were able to do that. And based on what we did the last couple days in practice, plus our preparation for today's game, allowed us to win the game.
Eric, what was it about what Graves was doing today that allowed him to have this sort of game? He's talked about having triple doubles pretty much since the beginning of the season, but for a night like this to come at this time, just what went into it?
Well, he was shooting the ball well. I mean, that was, after a while, you could see that it was, you know, one of those days where he was really shooting the ball well. He's been, I don't know where he is in the stats now, but for a while there, he was our leading rebounder, you know, for our team. So the rebounds have been there on a consistent basis. And then the assist, you know, he's a great passer. You know, he throws one away once in a while, and that's all you hear about is the one he threw away, not about all the great plays he makes. And, you know, I've been saying all along that he's a great player. And I know that gets debated, but he showed it tonight. You know, he's a great player, and he had a great night on a big stage against a very good basketball team.
Was the strategy against Rose a little different from last time? It looked like you were doing a little one-man-up stuff.
We didn't double as much. We tried to get a lot of people around him, faking double teams. Just if he can make a player feel uncomfortable, you know, with a great player like that, you try anything. You really worry about double teaming them because of, you know, the three, Green, Ellington, and Lawson. Lawson's become big time 3-point shooter. You know, you can't make a mistake. We did down the stretch there, and he just nailed it. And so, what's your choice? You can double team, but probably leave one of those three open, or try to get some help in there. Hope he doesn't have a great shooting night. You know, that type of thing. So, but he's a great player. See, it, you know, all this talk about what's he going to be like in the pros, it's going to be easier for him to score in the pros. You know, because there was times we had five guys around him tonight. You can't do that in pro basketball. And, you know, I think he's going to be an outstanding pro. And he's the type of guy that, you know, San Antonio has won championships with, the Lakers have won championships with, you know, during those years. You know, you need players like that on your team to be successful.
Larry, when it got to overtime, what did you tell him? I suppose you liked your chances going into OT against
him. I told him. I said, we had to work hard to get here. Now let's take advantage of the situation. You know, it's good to get to overtime, obviously, when you're down 16 in the second half. But, you know, that can't be a goal to get to overtime. The goal was to win the game. That was our goal from about the 10-minute mark on. You know, we just kept talking about we had to do this to win the game. Got to get one stop here, score. That'll get us to six, you know, that type of thing. But it was always to win the game. It wasn't to get to overtime. And so it worked out. It went into overtime. But, you know, if it took 50 minutes, we were going to try to win the game. It didn't matter.
What can you say about the job that Cliff Tucker and the rest of the bench did today?
Tremendous. Cliff is really coming on. I'm proud of Cliff because he wasn't playing, as you guys know, for a while. And now he's really a key to our team. And it takes a lot of perseverance. It takes a lot of willpower when you have a lot of people telling you, you know, the coach doesn't like you, you shouldn't be playing. You know, you hear all those things in those situations. And you know, Cliff and I talk, and, you know, I just told him, I said, you're going to play before the year's out, just keep working. And that's what he's done. And now he's a confident player for us out there. And, you know, Cliff has the athletic ability to be on that court today with a lot of great athletes. That's what Cliff gives us, as much as his shooting or whatever.
An emotional player like Gravis, how important is that hot start scoring the first 16 points of the season of the game?
Well, it's important, but he's played great when he hasn't shot the ball like that. I mean, that's not going to happen very often. It just worked out that way. And I think for Gravis to do what he did, in other words, you get 16, then you miss a couple. A lot of times I've seen players hit walls in those situations where they couldn't get it back. They just expended so much emotion and energy during that streak. But Gravis came back from 19 more, plus, you know, rebounding and really passing the ball well. And he's a catalyst. See, there some players can be catalysts. In other words, make everybody play. Gravis is one of those guys. You know, some guys get 20 or whatever, but they don't necessarily make other players play. Gravis can make us play. And I'd like to see him with that emotion and, you know, just getting into the game where he was that good. And that just rubbed off on the other players. Well, I think they should be able to enjoy it tonight, and we have 3 days to get ready for our next game, so we have time, and we'll use it wisely. You know, the big thing I told them after the game was, this game, really, in this situation, you remember it the rest of your lives. You know, I've been in other games like this where that's the way it goes. You know, it just flashes back every once in a while, and you remember it. I told them that, and I said, but when it comes time to practice to get ready for our next game, this has to be put off to the side, and we have to prepare just like we prepared for this game. Because a lot of times in games like this against good teams, you win them by what you do in practice. It's not necessarily just what you do in the game, but what you do in practice. And, you know, that's what we have to be when we start practice. We have to be a great practice team again like we were this week.
When you see the kids storm the court, you know, people in the wild, that win, does it make up for any of the obstacles or the things that this team's been through this year?
We've just been working hard, you know. The one thing this team's been able to do is really focus. You know, they've helped me, you know, and we just stay tight. It's the team and the coaches, you know. That's how we go about our business here, and, you know, I'm proud of what they've done through this year. And we've got a pretty good record now. You know, we've got a pretty good record. We've beaten some pretty good teams. So we're looking forward to the future here.
Gary, you hit 13 threes and go 7-12 in the second half. What does that say about your team's confidence from behind the arc, especially since early in the year?
You know, in coaching, sometimes you say things in the heat of the moment, in the battle. And I told them at halftime, you know, I just walked in and, you know, sometimes, you know, you have to read halftime before you get in the locker room, you know, whether to yell, whether to try to get them up. And, you know, I was upset that, you know, I thought we could have been in better shape at halftime. But as I walked back through the hallway there, I just made up my mind. I was going to tell them, I hope we get the same looks the second half. You know, I hope we get the same looks because we're good enough to make those shots. And, you know, there's nothing to lose by saying that, really. It's just a positive thing to say. And that gives Eric Hayes, Gravis Vatkes, Cliff Tucker, you know, the green light to go ahead and shoot those things. Because, you know, if we have those looks, you don't beat a team at that level with that size and with those players without, you know, making some shots. And so if we could get the same looks in the second half, I thought we had a chance. Now, that's, you know, we didn't think we'd be down 16, but that's the way it worked out. And you know, it's one thing to make shots, but it's another thing to make them when you have to. We had to make some shots there, and I was really proud of the guys for kicking them in those situations.
Gary, Coach Williams said after the game, Roy Williams, that he knew that from the second half of the game at Carolina that this was going to be tough because you did some things offensively other teams had been having trouble. Did you gain confidence from the way they played in that second half?